Okay, everyone, once again, you guys are listening to Radio Statler. We're coming from the second floor of the convention hall at the 11th Hope. What do we got next? Coming up next, we have Cory Doctorow. He's doing the keynote speech. Graciously, he's stopping down here a bit earlier to do an interview with us. At 1 o'clock, we'll actually be broadcasting his keynote live. If you guys want to tune in, you could also watch the video feed on hope.net. It's weird. I find myself thinking this is an FM radio station, so I keep saying, like, oh, I should mention the website so that people know where to go to listen to it online. But if you guys are listening right now, then you're already there. Yeah, I think we got like 10 minutes left. I don't really know what to do now. Why there? Or dead air?
I'm coming.
Nice.
I'm going to get set up here. I got Periscope running.
Right now?
Off the GoPro.
Oh, I didn't know you could run Periscope off the GoPro.
How about that? Through the iPhone.
Through the phone.
Miracle of modern iPhonery.
We live in the future. Not like the 80s future where people fly through VR cities, but like just the one where there's LCD camera or LCD screens on everything and cameras, I feel, is the future that we weren't promised. Kind of like Blade Runner, where there's just like giant screens everywhere.
I feel like the cameras on things was predicted just...
Oh, like, yeah, I guess you have 1984, where everyone had a screen and a camera.
Everything was a camera.
Yeah,
Is this mic up?
I could raise your volume a little bit. What color are you? Red?
Red. Hey, this is... Oh, there we go.
How's that?
That is a red microphone. Cool. Are these... Could we bring these down? Because I think they're just picking up room noise.
You can also just mute them.
Or mute them, yeah.
It's actually this one that's bringing up the room noise. Ready?
Yeah.
You're listening now? Now watch this.
Oh, man. Why don't you switch mics?
We made the decision that if we use this mic, then some would be bad and some would be good. But if we used it the whole time, they'd all be consistently bad.
What? What is somewhat?
Well, let's say this was the fourth microphone. Every time you turn on the fourth microphone, it would sound like crap. So we decided we'll make everything sound like crap. Instead of just when we use the fourth microphone.
Consistent crap. That's good. Yeah, we're consistent at Radio Statler.
Yeah.
Consistent crap.
This microphone's meant more for like a sound booth.
It's like an omnidirectional.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's got no filter. So if you do your...
That's you. That's what's doing it.
Yeah. So
freaking me out over here.
So the person with this microphone has to be a little careful about their pronunciations. Oh, you're cleaning up for our keynote speaker?
I didn't want to ask Beaches to, like, do that. So I heavily implied that he should do that.
So it's kind of like there's some girls that you clean up your apartment for and there's some that don't. This is a girl that we do.
Yeah, I don't want to
make it
be
seem
calling
like
our keynote speaker a girl if he's not interested in that being what's going on.
True, yeah. I was speaking metaphorically, yeah.
I'm doing research on our upcoming guest right now, like a professional radio interviewer would.
Like we're not some two-bit operation flying by the seat of our pants.
Yeah, he's
strewn about.
I don't have to do much because I'm a big fan of Corey. Like in a creepy, like late at night way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, me too.
Hiding in the bushes creepy?
Yeah, because he's got this like nighttime presence like on Twitter where he posts some really interesting things. And I'm pretty sure, like, it's at the point where he's just laying in bed, just, like, surfing and then posting whatever random thing he found interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really great. It's usually, like, old advertising and lots of just weird Americana in publishing and advertising. And he just, like, these only start to come out like post like 2 a.m. Central time. And so like I'm a pen tester, and so if I'm working overnight, I'll just have my like Twitter feed running off on a screen, and then you'll just start seeing it updating, and it's like Corey posting really cool old ads or something like that. And I'm like, oh my God, where did you find this? And so I'm going to talk to him about that, like his bedtime surfing habits.
Yeah, to see what's going on there.
Yeah. Also, one thing I did not know about him is he was part of the group that invented and eventually sold off Open Cola. Are you familiar with Open Cola?
No,
Open Cola, let's see if I can find the year on this. 99 is when he came out with this, with John Henson and Grad Kahn. Not Jim Henson. The commercials would have been way better. And it was basically like an open-sourced cola, where like all the ingredients and how to make it are freely available to the public.
Anyone can make their own cola.
And I want to ask about that because I'm not sure what the purpose behind it was. Because generally, like, Foss, anything, like, you're not making money off it. You're not selling it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what's... I feel like maybe it was more of a civic awareness thing, maybe. Like, just, hey, let's open source something the general public can understand so they know what open source is and get behind it. Like, maybe was that the purpose of it?
I could see that.
Yeah.
Sort of like food recipes.
Yeah.
Or like everyone knows how to make whatever, so why can't everyone know how to make soda?
Right. More of like everyone, like when you try to push like open source software, and this is why it should be open source, like especially like... they put out the recipe for Open Cola, and then somebody out there could be like, oh, actually, if you can cut down your sugar to half of that if you increase this a little bit and you don't change the flavor profile.
Oh, true, yeah, yeah.
Like how open source software works. Yeah. It's constantly being improved.
And if you want to still buy your soda, you can buy your soda, but if you want to make your soda, here it is for free.
That's true. That would be a way that they can make money. It's like they still sell it, but also here's how you can make it yourself if you like.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we will support it for 7 years. If you buy a contract from us.
Yeah, I would like my soda supported for 7 years.
I'd love a soda support contract. Like, if it goes flat, like, in 4 days, you just call them up and they ship you a replacement.
Yeah.
They send professional services down to help you drink it.
The question is, would they give you new soda or just someone carbonates your old flat warm soda for you?
Oh, yeah, like, they just repair it. Yeah. Guy comes in with tank CO2 of carbon
tank.
Dioxide. Yeah.
Bubbles it in your glass, and he's like, okay.
This one glass.
My job here is done.
You got to sit on hold for 3 hours.
Well, I think we got 3 minutes left. I'm going to... Beach is going to take over the board, because I believe he's also a fan in the creepy way.
Yeah.
So I will let him do that. I'll be right back. You should entertain our listeners with perhaps some limerick or a jig that you could say on the air while you're dancing.
A jig I can say on the...
Well, you do the jig and describe, like, oh, my left foot just double tapped. You know, whatever. You spit some hot fire, you know what to do.
Sure. Hey, send someone in here, too. We'll talk about things. Or maybe, I guess, probably send Beaches. Would be good. Hey, y'all, how you doing? This is Johnny Christmas coming at you from Hope, Hope 11 now. 11. Hope number 11. This is my ninth Hope. I've been coming to Hope since H2K, which coincidentally was during Y2K, the year. And I don't know if the name is derived from that. I don't think so. But just a really cool coincidence on that. So that is 16 years of Hope. Although Hope is every other year, so... this would be my ninth Hope. The first two Hopes were separated by a strange amount of years. I believe the first one and the second one were 4 years apart. And then I think after that it was two or three. And then they just started rolling with the two for some reason, probably because it just worked out. And I really did like that two-year gap as opposed to other cons, which do, you know, traditionally 1 year. Because in the days before social media was huge, we were talking, you know, MySpace days for sure, you wouldn't keep in touch with a lot of these people. You didn't have the means to. Like, sure, like, they had email addresses and stuff, but nobody was really using that. And you didn't really have this intense desire to keep in touch with them like we do now. Like with Facebook, you just need to constantly be talking to everyone that you've ever known all the time. And if you don't, either you're worried they're going to forget about you or they're going to get mad or something. And back then, this wasn't really a thing. And so you'd come here like after 2 years or so, and you'd run into all these people you hadn't seen in 2 years. And 2 years is long enough for a life to have changed. And so it was really cool to come back and see how everybody has changed in the past 2 years and what they've been up to. Like 2 years is definitely longer than the average staying time for an IT professional. So nearly everybody had moved to different jobs. All of us were security and privacy enthusiasts back in, you know, 99, Y2K, right around then. And that was not really a job you could get at most companies at the time. Most companies did not have InfoSec positions. Oh, Corey's here.
Hey.
Hey, Corey.
How are you?
Come on, have a seat. Oh, that is a gorgeous jumpsuit.
It's, I found it in my storage locker when I moved back to LA last year. It's the jumpsuit from the first issue of Wired's launch party. Check out the back.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. If you guys want to see Corey in a jumpsuit, we are running Periscope in here via this weird GoPro setup. I'm broadcasting it off of my Twitter account. It's Johnny Xmas on Twitter with a 0 and a 4. So J0HNNYXM4S. Because I'm super
late. Underscore emoji poop.
Yeah, can we? It's like an emoji translation for that.
That's right.
Turn his mic up. I'm not picking him on.
Sure. Yeah, I can't hear myself either.
There we go. Oh, that's me. Peter Piper picked a peck of plosive peas. Sally sells sibilant essence by the seashore.
Yeah.
I think we're good.
I like turtles.
I
okay.
Yeah.